Introduction. We all have our oh shit moments. They can happen when we compare the balance in our bank account to the balance of on our credit card and find on what overdraft protection was meant for, or when we pull on our favorite pair of pants and realize they didn't fit two sizes ago. Or maybe when we wake up next to our formerly favorite person and realize he or she didn't fit 2 years ago. Yikes. My most recent one of those moments came when I realized that the reason I was so unhappy all the time was because I didn't love my job anymore. And not just that job with that company, but really an entire career I no longer wanted to devote my life to. It wasn't pretty, and it was followed by a bunch of more moments of what the fuck am I going to do and how the fuck am I going to do it before I was able to get out of my hamster on the wheel, shape rut, and start making a few bug life changes. Now I'm here to show you how you can make some big changes too, or small ones, whatever you need to do to make yourself happy. Honestly, you just have to get your shit together. Again, I'm not judging. It's completely understandable why change of any size hasn't yet made it onto your to-do list. It's one thing to have an oh shit moment, but it's quite another to actually do something about it, especially if you're the kind of person who has no idea where to start. Or maybe you have no trouble getting started, but you tend to lose steam before you finish. But there's too much to do and not enough time to do it. And even if you could do it all, for fuck's sake, how do you avoid driving yourself crazy along the way? I assure you, it's possible. Getting, having, and keeping your shit together enables you to experience potential life-changing realizations and move forward to the doing something about them and not going crazy side of things. It's kind of amazing, and none of this stuff is as hard as you might think. All it takes is a different way of thinking about and doing shit than you might be used to. A better way, an easier way, and it works whether you're overwhelmed, underachiever, or a high-functioning basket case. Believe me, I know from experience. A couple of years ago, I was so depressed that I could barely get out of bed in the morning. I dreaded the prospect of walking out my door to get on the subway because the subway took me to a place that I had started to feel less like an office and more like a temple of doom. I had these feelings for at least a year before that, and they were translating into a major daily freakouts. But I spent 50 years clawing my way up the corporate ladder, and I couldn't jump off it now because I was feeling a little blue, could I? I had to stay committed even if I didn't love it anymore, given all the hope, all the time and energy I had already put in it. Right? Hint? Nope. It took me far too long to figure out that there was so much more I could be doing with my life if I could only stop worrying about what I should be doing. And I would consider it an honor to save you a bunch of time fighting with yourself over staying in bed or in credit card debt, a bad relationship, and elastic waist pants instead of facing reality. Because once you face reality, you can start bending it to your will.